are back for hour two of my program, and in this hour we are bringing my guest, and my guest this evening, or this afternoon, sorry, is Jeanette Teagle, verbal speech practitioner and trainer from Sydney. Now, Jeanette, we've had you on before, but it's been a while, if I remember correctly. It's been a while since we've had you on.
It is a while since I've been on, David, and thank you for inviting me back.
Oh, you're most welcome. Yeah. So you've come a long way in your studies in the last last year. So you're now certified as a trainer. What's that experience been like for you?
Okay, the training experience is really interesting in that you're looking at the whole of reverse speech from a totally different perspective. When you go through it as a student, you're exploring a totally unknown world. You don't know quite what to expect next. When you move on to do your trainer's training, which not everybody is suitable to do or has the right headset or mindset to do, you actually look at reverse speech from the other side of the coin. So you're looking at it from what is it that the students are hearing and how best can you help them improve their skills?
Oh, so, that's a tough road to travel. We're still learning how to do that, aren't we?
We certainly are, and some students actually listen to the feedback better than others, which is always very interesting because there are some who think they know better and so just keep making the same mistakes, and others who go, oh, okay, that makes sense to me, and they then move on very, very quickly. So as a student trainer, one of the best exercises that you do is to actually sit in on the homework marking once a week for 12 months. And that certainly tunes in your ear even better than just being a student.
Yeah, well, you get to hear things how other students are hearing them, aren't you? And a different perspective.
Well, you get to hear them how the students are hearing them, but you also get to hear what you're listening for and what you're hearing. And that's the most important thing, is that because you've been doing it for so long that your ear is very attuned. And so as a trainer coming through, it's just, I don't know, somewhere after about 6 months, it's like the little switch is turned on in your ears, and becomes very acute. Your hearing becomes very acute to what you're listening for.
Yeah, right. Yes, it certainly does. So you are now certified as a trainer, are you? You still got a few more homework assignments to turn in? I'm trying to recall.
No, I received my certification from Annie this week.
Oh, there you go, this week. Excellent. Wow, there you go. So you're going to start your own class?
Well, what I'd like to be doing is, yes, I'd like to start my own class. What I'd like to be doing is training hypnotherapists up to the analyst level in particular so that they can use it to assist themselves and their clients. So you're very much aware that I'm in Australia. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. For the American listeners, I'm also registered as a certified hypnotherapist with the International Medical and Dental Hypnotherapy Association. So I actually have dual certifications. And you get clients who just don't want to speak. They just don't want to give you that last little nugget of information that will assist you in helping them make the change that they're looking for. They get stuck. And if the hypnotherapists were able to use reverse speech to analyze and interpret what their clients are saying, I think there would be a lot more empowered people out there in the world.
I think you're absolutely right. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So, I mean, when I was a student and doing my training and, you know, doing some homework assignments and things like that, I worked with a couple of women, and their reversals brought up sexual abuse, which they thought they had dealt with.
Oh.
And that just, it came to the fore. We were able to deal with it. And these two women have moved on very successfully. So it just, reverse speech just gives you that extra edge, because it lets people express what's really going on at that deep level without them having to actually talk about it at the conscious level.
Right.
So that's an area that I would really like to see take off, especially here in Australia and New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
And anywhere else, for that matter, that hypnotherapists are listening, that's something that I think, you know, will be of value to the world.
Yeah, right. Well, good on you. You have taken this and run with it, which I am very pleased about. I wish more people would do that.
Well, I mean, it's been a long journey. It was 2 years. I went on a webinar 2 years prior to starting the training with your very dear friend Pete Craig out of the UK.
And he
did this webinar, which was just absolutely fascinating, and I just kept the paperwork in front of me until such time as I was able to have the time and the finances to do your training. So it's been a long, I've been on this journey for a while. So, I mean, I've been a hypnotherapist for 14 years. And then you add NLP to that. And these are both components of reverse speech, because language is very important with what the clients are saying.
Right.
So to me, reverse speech is the end piece of the whole sequence. So you've got your hypnotherapy, you've got your language, and then you've got reverse speech. And by putting them all together, you actually have a fully rounded piece of equipment, if you want to call it that, to work to empower your clients. That doesn't mean that each of those things don't work independently. For me, they work as a whole, the three pieces together.
Right. So how do you do it together? Explain that. What are you doing specifically?
Okay. So if I have a recent I had a student come to me recently, and he was bored at school. He was being, he was just felt he was being bullied and all that sort of thing. So he came to me for hypnotherapy. And so as part of my intake form, I actually seek permission to record their sessions.
I record
the session so that I can listen to it and analyze it and see if there is something more, because, I mean, how often really as a human being, how often do we really tell the whole story about what's going on about a subject?
Not very often.
not
very often at all.
So I'm listening with my third ear. With NLP, you listen with your third ear. So you're listening for like we talk about reading between the lines. So your third ear means you're listening between the words.
Right.
Excuse me. And by knowing how they process their information, are they a visual? Are they an auditory? No. Are they kinesthetic? Or are they an audio digital? Does everything have to make sense to them before they can move forward? By putting those two bits together, analyzing the recording, at the next session, you're actually in a better space to know how to work with that client to help them move forward.
Oh, I see. Right. So you're using the therapist would use the reversals as extra insight.
That's correct.
Right.
Because some clients will stop, though, you know, when you're trying to take them back to the initial sensitizing event as to what caused whatever it is that's going on in their life, but sometimes they will just stop. They don't want to go back. Even though you don't take them back into the event, they don't really want to have to think about whatever it was that happened, whether it was a physical and emotional or anything like that. They just stop. So reverse speech lets you go down to that deeper level because the unconscious mind is always going to tell you what's going on.
Right. It always is, yeah. So are you proposing contracting out to therapists to analysing their clients?
I'm looking at that. That's one of the avenues I'm looking at. And the other thing is that I'm a member of the peak body here in Australia, the Australian Hypnotherapists Association, and they have their world conference here in September next year. So I'm looking to see if we can, you know, get a reverse speech slot in there so you can come along and explain from your, because you have that world and wealth of experience, that by putting it forward that way, it makes it a lot more visible to the world of therapists.
Right.
And in the meantime, I will look at advertising in their bi-monthly journal and see what I can offer. And if they don't want to take it up, that's fine. I will continue to use it with my private practice clients because it gives me an edge. It's my point of difference.
Well, sure. Well, hopefully they want to take it up. But see, that's been my frustration for the last 30 years is getting people to take it up. A lot of people say, oh, that's great. I didn't really see the value on it, but they never really follow through with it, you know.
No, well, maybe the fact, you know, if you have somebody who is a member of their peak body and they can go, oh, well, hang on a minute, if you have a hypnotherapist who's actually using this, then they've actually got a point of reference that they can go back to. And maybe that's what part of the issue is that, you know, therapists are a little bit slow at picking up new things. In the way of, when I say new things, new modalities, because I see reverse speech as a modality it's a complementary therapy industry. And I see it working. I see all three. Go on.
Explain that to me more. What do you mean?
Okay. So hypnotherapy is a modality. And under that, you have NLP. NLP is a modality.
Yes.
So when you study hypnotherapy, you get a little bit of NLP, whereas I did my hypnotherapy diploma. Then I went and studied NLP and neurological repatterning, and then I've done reverse speech. So I see them as building blocks or things in my glad bag of tools that I can use to work to empower a client. I mean, as you're aware, I do a lot of business consulting. I've just come off a project of relocating 3,000 people, and with the NLP skills, and once. As you work with this and as you work with reverse speech, you actually become very attuned without using the software all the time. You become very attuned to really where people are, what they're thinking.
Right.
And I know you do that. You can pick up their reversals without them. You just know. Sometimes you just know what they're saying is actually not really what they're thinking.
Yeah.
And so from that perspective, I just put it all together and I use the whole lot as one tool. And it all just works seamlessly.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, that makes total sense, and I would love to see it used that way. Jeff just messaged me and said he'd just move you to the certified trainer section on reversespeech.org. So there you go.
Thanks, Jeff. he's obviously listening to the call then, huh?
Oh, yes, he's certainly listening to the show. He listens to every show. Along with a lot of Reverse Speech people, we have quite a few listeners to the show. Yeah.
Right. I mean, reverse speech is, I mean, I had never heard of it until somehow Peter appeared in my inbox and I clicked on the link and thought, oh, what's this? So I don't know how you get it out there, David. You know, I know you do your speech, you know, you do your radio show and you advertise and you have your list. I don't know how else you can get it out there, and that's why I'm excited and hopeful that we can get you to the conference next year.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Yeah, I don't know how else to get it out there. I've tried so many different ways, but yeah, let's get
so absolutely. I've got an email sitting here. I've been drafting an email to the president of the association, because I know they're going to call for papers in August. So I'd be really excited if we could do that, because then that shows therapists what there is available to assist them. And if they don't want to go through the training, but they actually have somebody that they can call on. That's, you know, if it's somebody from their own ilk, then maybe that they feel better.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a bit like tall poppy. It's a bit like tall poppy syndrome, isn't it?
Yes, it is, rather.
You stick your head up and over the parapet and somebody says, oh, I don't like that, boom, and they go and they dismiss it without actually looking at what is the value of it. And reverse speech has a lot of value. I know from my own session work how much change I have made. I mean, in the last 14 months on this major project, I have done some incredible personal growth, dealing with politics in an organisation, and I possibly would not have coped with it as well as I've done if I had not done the work that I have done with you and with my training and everything else.
Oh, right. Wow. Huh. Oh, good. Oh, thank you. Huh? Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
Well, I mean, if we don't get something out of it, I mean, I don't understand why people do. When we sign up for the course, there's a questionnaire that, and I think one of the questions is, why are you doing it or whatever? Have you ever actually gone back and analysed those answers to find out if there's a pattern there as to why people are doing reverse speech? That would be really interesting to find out. Why are they doing it?
Yeah,
what are they looking for?
Question, that one. I haven't myself, but I know Annie keeps.
Now, it would be interesting to see, because if there's a pattern there as to why people are doing it, that may be a way to tap in to spreading the word.
Yeah, right.
They may be coming from a certain strength. And I know one of our students that we were working with last year wants to do it to analyse court recordings. And that's great. I don't, you know, that's just one voice in the wilderness. So how do we get that word out there for his colleagues to go, well, this person does it, but are more people. You know, if you don't want to go to a competing law firm, there are other people out there who can actually do this analysis for you.
Wow.
So it's the same as, you know, in hypnotism. See, my brain doesn't stop.
No, I can see.
I'd like
that.
To look at the...
Well, this man who you're talking about, and I know who you're talking about, what, does he need any help? Can we help him at all?
Well, I don't know. I haven't approached him. I mean, he did talk with us about what he was trying to do, and that was just within his small circle. So I've stepped outside his small circle and looked at the bigger picture of the profession and go, well, you know, look at it from a bigger perspective. How can we sort of assist him in what he's doing to show the wider profession what is available to help them?
Right.
You know, and that might make some of these cases not take as long as they do take to either get through the courts or when they're in court.
Right. Yeah, I had a lawyer who was a client of mine in LA for a couple of years, many years ago, and she used to analyze her depositions and she found some amazing stuff in reversals. Like, I remember one reversal, she was looking for hidden papers, and reversal said it's there up in the attic. So, you know, what it can tell you and deliver to you information wise is just stunning.
That's right.
Yep. All right, we have to go to a top of the hour break. Don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this.
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com, and sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com.
Okay, we are back for a final segment with reverse speech practitioner and trainer, Jeanette Teagle. Now, Jeanette and I met on last weekend for the first time. That was good to catch up with you. I pretty much knew what you looked like from your photos, but it's always good to meet someone in person, so that's great.
It is. You're quite correct. We've been talking on the phone and Skype. And in class now for, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah, something like that.
So it was good. Adelaide was good. It was a bit cold, a bit windy, a bit wintry, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's Adelaide for you. Yeah, Adelaide's cold and wintry, yeah. Yeah, you flew in the... I'm sorry?
Go on.
Yeah, you flew in with Deb Fitzgerald. Yeah. So, there we go. So, Yeah, you can.
We flew from Sydney and Melbourne and met at the airport and went on from there for the rest of the weekend. So, it was really good to be able to see you in your lair.
I
use that term because of your she-wolf and things like that. So, it was really interesting to see the headquarters of Reverse Speech and where it all happens from. And learn a little bit more. So as a student, one of the things you show us is you give us the diagram for the setup for your mini recording studio.
In
the diagram you have a TV, and it had always perplexed me as to why you had a TV as part of this wiring diagram. And so we could see it on your desk, see how it was all set up, and I said, remember saying to you, why have you got a TV? Do you need that as part of what you do with your clients? And you said, no, that's so I can record from the TV to do the analysis. I was like, oh, okay. So because I hadn't seen it, I'd only had a, you know, you talked about it and I'd seen a written diagram, but seeing it in reality, it was like, oh, that makes sense to me now as to why you have a TV, and it's not necessary to have a TV if you don't want one.
No, so, I just use it to get speeches off of the news.
So if I take that analogy and look at reverse speech, that's like, this is what appears to be the reality, and yet reverse speech takes you deeper than that to find out what is the actual reality. So do I need a TV or do I not need a TV? Have I got something going on at that unconscious level that I'm not really aware of. reverse speech will help you bring that forward and let you clear it.
Yeah, right. That's true. Yes, it does. That's an interesting analogy with the TV. Yeah.
Well, it's just, I suppose it's reality versus, it's life as we see it, not as we like to see it.
Right. Yeah,
and
fair enough.
Isn't that what reverse speech is about? It's, this is what we say is going on, and yet when we analyse the recording, we actually find that something totally different is going on.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. How can we use that fascinating process to attract people? I mean, because that's true. I mean, you get to see what's really going on. And the therapeutic level, that's exciting, isn't it? You'd think that people would be banging down the doors to get this information, wouldn't you?
Well, it's interesting because I remember hearing something at a hypnotherapist's workshop or something in the last 18 months, 2 years, that said, as therapists, we like to help our clients change. We don't necessarily like change. And I thought, oh, that's really, for a lot of people, that's really true. How do people get into being a therapist? I experienced hypnotherapy because I was going through workplace bullying. And I thought, this is something I could do. So I actually still worked full-time as I did my training. In fact, it was 2003 during the World Cup, the Rugby World Cup. I was based in Brisbane. And I would fly down to Sydney. I would fly down to Sydney on a Friday night, and I would train all weekend, and then I would fly back to Brisbane on a Monday morning to do another full week's work. And then for 4 weeks I did that as I was going through some of my training. So you've got to be fairly dedicated in what you want to do. You've got to sort of have that inner drive. So that's how I got into hypnotherapy. So, and it's just snowballed from there because I can see the change that I can bring with what I do. I know reverse speech. You don't do reverse speech on your family because that could be a little bit uncomfortable. Hypnotherapy. I've used hypnotherapy on both my sons, just to get them across the line with self-esteem and things like that. I would not use reverse speech with them because I think that would not be a good thing to do.
With hypnotherapy just by itself, I mean, I can't see there's any potential for damage or danger there. You do have that potential.
It was interesting because when I was doing my training, a couple of the lighter exercises or assignments that you have to do, I actually used my son and daughter-in-law, and I said, this is what I'm doing. Are you happy to play along with me? And they said, yeah, that's fine, because it wasn't therapy. It was, I think, one of them, I did the hidden object with my son. And we had great fun with that, and it was really good for him to be able to see how reverse speech worked, so he could see the value in what I was doing. I did find the object was an Easter egg, I think, because it must have been Easter when we were doing it. And then I think I did the dynamics with another couple, a couple of brothers, and they were fascinated. So by using different people, it's getting the word out there. In fact, I have a client who's now based in Melbourne. Sorry, Deb. And she is out there spreading the word for me because she saw the value of reverse speech for both her and her husband. So she talks about me. She talks about what I do. and how it helped them. So word of mouth marketing is the best way we can get it out there, I think.
Oh, I think so. That's where most of my clients come from. Well, no, that's not true. 50-50. Half from media broadcast and half from word of mouth. So,
I'm not sure how else to get it out there, David, other than working with, you know, you have also have to be careful when you're working with other therapists, because there are some who will go into denial about what you actually find and go, oh, no, poo-hoo, and they remain in the denial. And that concerns me, because if you work with a therapist and they're in denial about their own stuff, the concern I have is, what are they programming into their clients? What damage may they be doing to their clients?
It's a very valid concern. It's a very valid concern. I remember a client. This was back when I lived in Dallas, so early 1990s this was, and someone bought me a tape recording of a therapy session with her and her husband and the therapist. And we heard all these exchanges, homosexual exchanges, going on between the therapist and the husband in the reversals. I know. I mean, what do you do with that information? I mean, it's like, wow.
So what was the outcome?
Did you tell your
client?
I told the wife, because she was her who contracted me, and she stopped seeing the therapist. I know that, but that was back in the early 1990s. I can't remember what happened. No, I know they stopped seeing the therapist. I was just shocked to see that in reverse. It was like, well, wow, what on earth is going on here? It was quite an eye-opener.
That's right. And that's one of the good things when you do your training with you, when you do your student training, in that you, especially at practitioner level, where you actually have to analyse your own speech.
Right. It's actually partly because of that case in Dallas that I do that.
Well, it lets you see that you are what you're putting out is positive and for the good, as opposed to being negative. I recall you talking about a weight release recording that you analysed.
Oh yes,
you told us in class.
Yeah, actually, I'll pull that one up. Seeing we're on topic, this is a weight hypnosis tape. Let's see if I put my hand. Here it is. So here is his initial inductions.
Your conscious or subconscious mind notices this. Then either one will begin to focus on the thoughts and or the feelings.
This one says, the loss of love with the evil.
The loss of love with the evil.
Wow, that's clear.
The loss of love with the evil.
Wow.
The loss of love with the evil.
So that's a totally incongruent reversal to the induction, isn't it?
That's right. So for me, the responsibility that we have, We have a great responsibility to our clients, and as part of the training, the fact that we have to analyse our own words is great because it actually makes us it makes us better therapists or practitioners, and we know that what we're putting out there is positive as opposed to incongruent, like the one that you've just played.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah. Yes, that's why I do it. So you can see your own reversals.
Absolutely. And for me, the way that you teach the course, or the way the course is taught, because it's building blocks, and as a student, if you listen to the feedback that you're given on at each step of the way, you can then actually become a really great practitioner and take this and run with it in whatever field that you want to do, like a lawyer friend, or in my case, the therapy world, and business. You know, it might be a case of this would be great to get into organizations that have employee assistance programs, because somebody might not want to admit that they're actually being bullied at work, or it might be they come for workplace bullying. They go, look, you know, I just can't cope. All this is going on. And reverse speech actually helps you nut out the fact that it's actually not work-related at all. It's actually home life-related. But they don't want to... They projected it into the workplace. So there's so much possibility of where this could be used that... It's endless. It's a matter of how do we get it out there? And I'm hoping that this conference next year will actually expose it to the therapy world, because you get people coming in from all over the world for this particular conference. It's only, I think it's 3 days, but you get the Roy Hunters and the people from the IMDHA and IACT in America, and you get them from the UK, you get them from all around the world coming. And this is where I see a great push forward into the therapy world for reverse speech.
Well, let's get on that speakers list, okay? That's what we need to do.
That's right. Yeah. So, yep. So, I mean, just the world of possibilities for reverse speech are just amazing. There's just, I don't know how to put it into words. It's there, and it's a matter of convincing. If I can convince one person that this is good, and then they can convince, they can go and talk to their world. I mean, it's like if you have a complaint about a shop. If I tell you and you go and tell, if I tell 10 people and they tell 10 people each, then the word goes out and that shop doesn't do very well. So if we use it for reverse speech, so I go out and tell 10 people and they tell 10 people, but it's not a case of just telling them, it's a matter of them experiencing what it can do, that spreads that word.
Yeah. Yes, it does, yes. Well, I don't know. We need to get our students to get on the underground grapevine, don't we?
Well, maybe we don't need to be underground. Maybe we need to bring it above ground. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we need to be exposed to the sunlight so that people realize that this is a valid way of working and finding out what's going on. But because it's not mainstream, you know, you're going to have doctors and professionals who go, you know, like they do with hypnotherapy and NLP. It's like, oh, no, you know, go away. We don't want to know. Yeah. So somehow we've got to be able to bring that through. And, you know, with some of these students that are coming through, this is maybe the groundswell starting to come through now.
Yeah. Yes, it would. That would be nice. Next class, for those who are listening, is November the 2nd, and that's one class every 2 weeks for 6 months. I have a 20% discount deal going on right now that expires on the 30th of June. It's what we call in Australia our end of financial year sale. Our businesses in Australia run from 1st of July to 30th of June. Up until the 30th of June, 20% discount on everything. Training, session work, products. There we go. You're not going to miss it. You're not going to get a better opportunity to get in reverse speech cheaper than that.
Oh, yes, that's good.
Go Go on. I had someone email me the other day, or yesterday, quite upset at me that my prices were so high. And I'm thinking, high? Gee whiz. You ever looked at a hypnosis or an NLP course? You know, you pay a lot more than what I'm charging. And, you know, I don't know, I don't think the prices are too high. I mean, staff to pay. It's expensive to run a training class. Anyway, take advantage of the
10% discount. Well, that's right. So this new class that you've got going at the moment, are there some very promising students in this one? Like there were in the last class had some really good students.
Yeah, too soon to tell you. I haven't got the homework in. As soon as I get the homework in, I'll better tell you. They only had their first class. No. We'll see.
Sorry, I was thinking more the baby class, the investigators class.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, the monthly class. Yeah, we've only had one class so far.
The
new investigator class. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm confused. We've got so many different classes. It looks good. Looks good. Yeah, we've got some good homework submissions coming. We've been giving the average mark has been 80-85%. So that's
fantastic.
Good. That's an acceptable mark. And I'm just, every class I teach, I'm just learning how to teach it more. I mean, it's tough learning the best way to teach it. You've got so many contributing factors, you know, not the least of which being the tendency to imagine and project based on our own belief system. So that's the one thing we're constantly fighting against.
That's exactly right, and that maybe that, you know, that's a good thing that reverse speech does. It actually shows me quite clearly what my belief systems are, and are those belief systems actually outdated? Do I need to change them? So, and that's again a case of do I want to do that, or do I go into denial about what it is I'm seeing. So that's one of the things that we, you know, that we personally need to address as we go through doing the work.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the reverse speech will let you go into denial. At least not in the training class. You're going to go into reaction first.
That's right. But the fact that it shows up, I'm thinking of a couple of students we had as I was going through my training, and the belief systems that were coming through there were just incredulous, because they just kept on persisting with exactly the same thing, and they wouldn't listen to what, you know, the feedback that they were being given. So it's just that's their stuff. I understand that, and I don't take it on board. Having said that, I am conscious that if they're out there working with people, that frightens me.
Yeah,
if those beliefs come into play. So, as a reverse speech practitioner, I think we all have a responsibility to work on ourselves to be able to do the best for our clients. Yeah. If we're not prepared to make the change or address our own stuff, then how can we actually best assist the clients that are coming through?
I absolutely agree. That's why I insist on it as part of the practitioner course. You've got to go through session work. Have to. You've got to address your own stuff. You really do. You know, Deb had a great little story to tell, which we'll get a recount when she's on next week. And talks about a student whose grades were only average at best. And she really drummed home to him, listen to the feedback, listen to the criticism, listen to how we are hearing it. And he didn't argue with it. He took it all on board, and he's the most improved student, got an A in his final assignment. So there you go.
Fantastic. That's really good. Deb's really good with the students in explaining to them and not taking they're nonsense. She just keeps the same, you know, listen to me, I'm a record, just listen to me, I'm going to tell you the same thing each time. I may tell it to you in a different way. You need to listen. You need to listen to what David's saying, because he's the specialist in this area.
Yep.
So I just think we're really lucky to be able to be a part of this movement of helping people.
Amazing work. All right, we're at the end of our show, Jeanette. Thanks for joining me. We'll have you on again.
You're welcome.
And everyone, don't touch that keyboard till next week. We'll see you then. Bye-bye. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential. Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at...
Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that Enner Health offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 6/22/2018. There's so much going on, it's just you can't even keep up with it. It's just incredible. Yet at the same time, we find that things are quite interesting financially in the world. It's just amazing. Now, the fact of the matter is, I can see the potential for societal collapse everywhere. And we're just one black swan away, whether it be tsunamis on the coast that send waves against the